319 here on the Hill. Today is Wednesday, and that means it is Wellness Wednesday here on the Hill as we continue to follow the 64 competitors in this year's Healthiest You Challenge. We're getting very, very close to the end of this 8-week annual challenge. 64 competitors all in teams of 8 working with coaches to get fit, to and learn skills about staying fit and well and healthy, not just in the gym, but in life and lifestyle. We're getting close to the end of the challenge, but still a week left to go, and we are joined here on the phone by Kate Hickard, who is the coach of the Durham Orange County Medical Society team with 1 week left to go in the Healthiest You Challenge. This conversation is sponsored by the Durham Orange County Medical Society. Kate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, my pleasure.
So tell us about yourself. You're coaching this team. How did you get involved in the challenge in the first place?
Sure. So I've been working at the Wellness Center since last May. Last May, I started working there about 2 weeks after I graduated from USC, where I earned my bachelor's in exercise and sports science. I was also on the rowing team for all 3 years that I was in college, so fitness has always been a huge part of my life. I heard about this challenge from past coaches, and my co-coach, Victoria, she really encouraged me to participate and help spread my fitness knowledge to other people.
So what's it been like for the 7 weeks?
It has been long. You know, you start the process and you don't think about how long this competition is. But, you know, day in and day out, you know, I see my teammates, I see other teammates coming in every day to the gym, putting in the work. And it's really difficult to get in every single day, but these people are doing it, and they're killing the challenge.
That's awesome. Speaking with Kate Hickard again, coach of one of the 8 teams in the challenge. This is Team Durham Orange County Medical Society. In the 7 weeks that we've been going, again, 1 week left to go in the challenge, what were some of the goals that you went in with your team, and what have been the goals that you've accomplished so far?
So we wanted all of our team members to be able to go to at least one team workout every week. We also wanted them to be able to do at least one fitness clinic every week. And as far as I know, all of our team members have been able to do that.
Awesome.
It's really important for all of our team members and all the team members participating in the challenge in general to establish that network of support so that they can keep themselves accountable to work out. And then our fitness clinics do a really good job of teaching them about different aspects of fitness. You know, there's foam rolling clinics, there's stretching clinics, weightlifting clinics. I myself taught a rowing clinic on how to use the rowing machine at the gym. So there's lots of different things that really been helping out our
I've been kind of curious about this ever since I first saw the rowing machine, God knows how many years ago. How closely does the rowing machine correspond to the actual act of rowing?
It is actually very similar. The only difference is that the rowing machine is very well balanced, whereas when you're on the water, it is very unbalanced. but just like on the rowing machine, when you're in a rowing shell, the seat moves back and forth. You actually roll up and down in the boat. And so a lot of it comes from the power drive of your legs. Rowing actually works 83% of the skeletal muscles in your body. So it's one of the best workouts, in my opinion, that's also really low impact and healthy for the joints.
Awesome. So, again, speaking with Kate Hickard, Healthiest You Challenge, what has been your favorite part so far?
I think just getting to know my competitors. You know, I don't often work out with someone 8 weeks in a row, so it's been really nice to have a group that I see every week. We work out almost every Tuesday together, Tuesday evening. And I can see the progression that they've made week to week, and it's been really inspiring.
Super cool. And as we wrap up this conversation, again, 64 challengers in the challenge this year. You're working with 8 of them, but a lot of other people out there applied to be a part of it and weren't able to be a part of this this year. And, of course, all of us want to be a little bit healthier, a little bit more fit. What's the best piece of advice that you can offer? If people want to get a little bit healthier, live a little bit healthier, what is step one of that process?
I would say find a friend, find a family member, find a pet, and just get started. A lot of people wait for like a special date or a New Year's resolution to start, but the best day to start is today.
Awesome. And again, just 1 week left to go in the Healthiest You Challenge. Kate Hickert, Team Durham Orange County Medical Society, thank you so much and best of luck for the last week.
Of course, thank you.
And that conversation brought to you by the Durham Orange County Medical Society. Their mission is to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. A lot of people doing that in this area, and to promote health and wellness in the community. And they are proud to once again support the Healthiest You Challenge. 3:24 here on the Hill. We've got sports coming up on the other side of the